From the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Friday, July 12, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the desperate Democrats issued a blizzard of subpoenas Thursday in a wide cast that went after a dozen current and former members of the Trump administration still hung up on the Russia hoax. This is what flailing looks like, if you're wondering. Number two, on the southern border, the number of illegals coming across is dropping fast, but the crisis continues. Brand new this hour, several important voices weigh in on what we do next. And number one, the real fight over the census is about whether or not being a citizen of this country actually means something, or if we're willing to let California steal everything. President Trump and Attorney General William Barr, they are right about this. I mean, let's do some math, shall we? Let's walk through this. Do the math. California has between 3.5 and 5 million illegal aliens living there, depending on what source you trust. Some claim those numbers could be much higher. Even the most conservative estimates mean the state is home to millions of illegal residents. The problem is, nobody is actually sure how many illegals are living there, and with the Supreme Court returning a mixed decision on adding the citizenship question to the 220 census, it seemed we'd be mired in confusion for a very long time. But enter Attorney General William Barr, who explained to the president there were other avenues available that might provide better information and solve the problem. The Supreme Court said adding such a question was legal, but returning to court would take a long time and the process would be drawn out. And William Barr advised the president that relying on an executive order to all federal agencies, ordering them to turn over all numbers relevant to illegals that they have on the books for various programs would be more effective. That is exactly what the president did. Now, you may ask yourself, why does all of this matter? Because it affects the balance of power in our country. And Barr slipped that nugget in during his brief comments. Quote, there is a current dispute over whether illegal aliens can be included for apportionment purposes, Barr said, and added this data could be important in those deliberations. Apportionment meaning who gets the number of members of Congress, who gets what money, important matters. So let's look west for a better understanding. In 2018, California Governor Jerry Brown moved to make that state, the whole state, a sanctuary, meaning instead of following federal laws on immigration, the state is actively ignoring the law of the land and giving the green light of millions to openly break federal statutes. Now, how far is the left willing to go to protect these people? Well, it seems they'll go to great lengths. They will go to great lengths because it means they will also retain greater power and more power than they should. The problem is they're violating our rights and the rights of hundreds of millions of American citizens in the process. They're taking your representation away if you live in a smaller state in favor of non-citizens violating the law of our land. California and 17 other Democrat blue states sued the Trump administration to prevent the 2020 census from asking the question about citizenship status, therefore trying to keep secret how many illegal aliens are actually living in the Golden State and elsewhere. And the reason is clear. They want them all counted in the 2020 census so they can keep the extra 4, 5, or maybe 6 members of Congress they have based on counting illegal aliens and claim the additional political power that comes with it. To fully appreciate how we are getting the short end of the deal here, getting screwed, frankly, you need to understand the math. So here we go. Each member of Congress represents about 733,000 Americans on average. But California is gaming the system and stealing from other actual citizens of the United States by getting several extra seats and a disproportionate number of votes in the Electoral College. And they do this by counting people that are not citizens. Counting people living there illegally and then counting them in the census gives California more political clout than they legally should have. In fact, counting people in the country illegally disenfranchises American citizens in many of the other states. Those states might otherwise be apportioned congressional seats they rightly deserve. Several states stand to lose seats in Congress following the upcoming headcount. States like Michigan, Ohio, and Minnesota will see seats lost to states like Washington, Texas, and California that have high numbers of illegals. It's not just California that has its undocumented thumb on the political scale. If you dig deep, you'll find that places like Texas have an estimated 1.7 million illegal residents that are being counted toward the congressional delegation as well. Consider for a moment this scenario. What if California, Texas, and, say, New York, states with a large number of illegals, determine the outcome of a very close presidential election? And between them, they got 8 or 10 electoral votes that they would not have had if they were not allowed to count illegal aliens. This is, by definition, voter fraud and illegal voting. What else would you call it? Seriously, what else would you call it? If states are awarded electoral votes based on counting people violating federal immigration laws and living here unlawfully, and as a result of their residency, some states have more influence on the outcome of the elections, that is fraud, my friends. Plain and simple. It is citizenship fraud that leads to voter fraud, and that fraud is being perpetrated on citizens that live in states that actually enforce federal law on immigration. Because if you live in a state that enforces federal law on immigration, you don't get the benefit of the extras. Why should we allow states to ignore the rule of law to benefit from themselves, from their own blatant violations? And the answer is quite simple. We should not. We must stand up for the rule of law, or it is you and me that are being disenfranchised by non-citizens. My constitutional right to full participation in our republic is being diluted by states like California and Texas that are failing to enforce immigration law. Houston's a sanctuary city, for example. It's estimated 750,000 illegals live in and around that city. That alone is enough to earn Texas a seat in Congress that it doesn't deserve. So while millions of actual citizens are losing their voice in Washington, D.C., some states are artificially expanding their influence by allowing illegal aliens to call those places home and therefore get counted. And let's not forget that the census is also the basis for federal funding of just about everything under the sun, which means in addition to getting a disproportionate amount of power in Congress and the Electoral College, billions of additional dollars would flow back to California, for example, that it would not otherwise receive. The whole argument over whether or not to ask people if they are legal residents of the United States comes down to political power and money. I know you're shocked, right? Let's be very clear about what this is. This is one group of states stealing from other states that actually enforce immigration law. States that actually follow the law are getting screwed by not getting the number of seats in Congress or the money they would otherwise deserve under our federal laws. This, my friends, is not okay. It's not okay. And that's why William Barr, the Attorney General, stepped to the podium yesterday, and he said it's about apportionment. A lot of folks didn't pay attention to that, but you should. Apportionment matters. Because if you live in a smaller state where the laws are enforced the way the system's operating currently, you're hurting yourself. And I say no more. We are a land of laws, a nation of laws, and laws matter. Laws matter. It's Friday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.